Helt ema anumiu, olu Stephen Lang nemun kopsia omangum prauti, angea sanum vit adseve zamarunge. Hello students, I am Stephen Lang again, also known as Omangum Prauti, bringing your fourth lesson. For this lesson, I will continue with the introduction of noun cases, as well as introduce a number of conversational phrases and idioms. If you recall the third lesson, I introduced noun cases as how Na'vi distinguishes the subject and object of a verb, as well as possession with the genitive case. There are still two other noun cases in Na'vi, however. Today, I will be focusing on the dative case. But first, here is the new vocabulary that I will be introducing this lesson. Thing, give, thing. Ne, to, as in a direction, ne. Kilvan, river, kilvan. Ka, go, ka. Smon, be known, be familiar, smon. Safpil, thought, safpil. Kalt'e, hello, kalt'e. Tst'o, name, tst'o. Siao, call, siao. Fko, an unspecified subject, one or they, fko. Srake or srak, yes or no question marker, srake or srak. Fpom, well-being or peace, fpom. Srane, yes, srane. T'oa, forgiveness, t'oa. Hit'oa, excuse me, hit'oa. Yaune, beloved, yaune. In the last lesson, I talked about two types of sentences. The first is where it is just describing something, such as Iowang tiran, an animal walks. The second is when a subject is doing something to an object, such as Daronyil swizawit munge, a hunter brings an arrow. There is a third type of sentence, though. This is sentences where there is a recipient of the action who is otherwise not directly involved. The simplest to understand is the verb give. There are three things involved in giving. The first is the giver, the second the gift, and the third the recipient. In this case, the subject is the giver and the object is the gift. So how does the recipient fit into the sentence? In English, we use the preposition to, but in Na'vi, like many languages, there is a special noun form for this. It is called the dative case. Like the other noun cases, there are several forms of the dative case. After a vowel, it is either ru or just ra. The Na'vi word for give is thing, so if I give him an arrow, like before, I am the subject, wel. The arrow is the object, swizauti, and he is the dative, poru or por. Wel swizauti poru thing. I give him an arrow. In cases where the words end in a consonant, the dative ending is always ur. For words ending in a W or Y, the dative can be either RU or UR. It is important to note that, while sentences using the dative in Na'vi are often translated to English with the preposition TO, that does not mean any time you use TO, you can use the dative. If the TO is part of a direction, such as, I go to the river, you wouldn't use the dative there, because that is the direction for the action rather than the recipient of the action. In that case, Na'vi would also use the preposition ne, which means to in the directional sense. Kilvan is the word for river and ka is the word for go, so I go to the river is kaua nil kilvan, or kaua kilvane. The dative is not just used in cases where there's already an object involved, though. For example, the word smon means to be familiar or be known, and is how you say you know someone. This form of know is not the same as knowing a fact, however. So if I wanted to say, I know you, or you are known to me, it would be ngaweru smon. Another very common use of the dative is to express possession. There is no Na'vi word for have. Instead, the concept is expressed by a combination of the verb lu and the dative case on what is having something else. This can be used both with physical things, such as a bird, luporu yayo, he has a bird, or a friend, lungaru elan, you have a friend, as well as more conceptual things such as a thought. The word for thought is sefpel, so I have a thought is lueru sefpel. Note that, while Na'vi does have flexible word order, typically when you're using lu and the dative like this, it sticks to the form of lu, dative, and subject. So far, these lessons have focused on example sentences using a limited vocabulary that has been learned, but with limited practical use. For the rest of this lesson, however, I would like to take what we have learned so far and apply it to some conversationally useful phrases. Of course, the first word you might use when you see someone is hello. In Na'vi, the word for hello is kalte. Next, you probably want to introduce yourself to someone. You could use the word for name, sto, and say something plain like sto ayalut Steven. But how often have you introduced yourself like that outside of a language class? In Na'vi, it tends to be said more in the form of I am called Steven. But this leaves a hole in the grammar. The word for call is xiao. I am the one called, so I am the dative. But who is doing the calling? The answer is that it doesn't matter, but we still need something filling the grammatical role. So we have the generic person, fko. So I would say, weru xiao fko Steven. Literally, one calls to me as Steven. So now you know who I am, the conversation may proceed with such pleasantries as, how are you? But really, this is just a formality, and you don't expect the person to elaborate on their present state of well-being. In Na'vi, you can accomplish something similar with the idiom by asking, do you have well-being? It is just eliciting a yes or no answer, so it is a nice pleasantry. But it requires asking a question. How do you ask a question in Na'vi? In English, of course, it's a shuffling of the word order or possibly adding a word like do to the start of the sentence. Since the word order in Na'vi is not so strict, that wouldn't work so well. So to ask a yes or no question, there is a special word indicating it is a question. That word is srake. Though the final e sound is optional, it can be said as srak. If I said ngalyayoti ta'a, I would be saying you see a bird, but if I said ngalyayoti ta'a srak, I would be asking, do you see a bird? So, back to our conversation. The word for well-being is fpom. So putting it all together again, I would ask, ngarulu fpom srak? The answer then would typically be yes, srane, I am well, werulu fpom, or just lu fpom. The dative can be used in a couple other conversational items as well. For example, if you did something you feel guilty for and want to ask forgiveness, you would request forgiveness to be to you. The word for forgiveness is toa, so the phrase is weru toa livu, forgiveness to me, or forgive me. Note that livu is an alternate form of the verb lu. Verb forms will be discussed in a future lesson. Of course, if it wasn't something you feel guilty about so much as you're interrupting a conversation, you can just say hit'oa. Finally, one more expression to leave with. Of course, cute couples all over love to express their love for each other. In English, you would just say, I love you. But Na'vi has no verb, love. Rather, what you say is, you are beloved to me. The word for beloved is yalne, so you would say, nga yalne luwer. If you have any questions about this or past lessons, please comment on the lessons on Podomatic, the Learn Na'vi forums, or on Twitter at Na'vi Lessons, and I will answer in future lessons. As always, I hope this has been instructional. Until next time, kievamo te wengahu.